Are you reading me? Are you hearing me? This is Dave of Dave's Gone By. We just had a little bit of technical glitches, but we're actually here. We're okay. I want to get the rabbi in the room because the rabbi is in the house, and the rabbi will be talking to Stephen Sorrentino in just a moment. Rabbi, he has to do his usual pre-interview prep. Hold on.
Damn it. Play. Shalom, everybody. Oh, I'm so happy to be back on the radio with you and with Dave and with all of us in this pre-holiday time. This is as we near the American holiday of Thanksgiving and the Goyisha holiday of you-know-what-mas, and, of course, Hanukkah. Little early for that. Little early to be thinking about these things. But it is never too early to enjoy yourself, to have fun, to enjoy humor, and to laugh, and be sameach. And this is why I am so happy to have the honor to be talking to an entertainer, a comedian, someone who does music, somebody who dances around. His name is Stephen Sorrentino. Certainly not a Jewish name, but that's all right. I talk to all types. And he is here with us on the telephone right now. Stephen Sorrentino, how are you? Bruchim Habayim, welcome to the neighborhood.
Hello, Rabbi. How are you?
I'm, don't ask. The ailments you shouldn't know from it. How are you, I should ask?
I'm doing good, good. It's about a little early here in Las Vegas, so how are you over at the late night in New York?
Oh, it's so cold here. Oh, my God, I'm freezing my my matzo balls off, if I may use that thing there. Are you surrounded by fire over there, or is that just California?
No, it's just California. They get a little bit of smoke, though, but that's probably my next-door neighbor. It's okay.
Well, well, then there's smoke, there's marijuana. This is what I was taught when I was by the Rebbe's. So, let me ask you something. You're in Vegas right now, but you're going to be in New York very soon, am I correct?
Yes, I'm going to Germany first. I'm going to Frankfurt, Berlin.
Wait a minute, you're going to Germany?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong? Why are you going to Germany?
It's cool over there now. Don't worry about it.
But not so cool. They got the Neos and the shaven heads and the cloven hooves. Oh, no, no. What's so important that you have to go to Germany?
A gig. There's money.
Well, all right. This I understand to an extent.
I got to do shows.
There's no money in Israel? There's
no money. Of course there is. They just don't like me there. I don't know what happened.
Oh, really?
Something I said.
Is this true? Did you really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm just checking. You haven't angered me yet.
And I'm very, a good boy.
I'm very easy to anger. I angry up my blood very quickly, you'll find.
Well, please don't do that with me. I'm a nice boy.
You sound like a charmer. You sound very sweet, and you're very funny. Dave and I have watched your videos, and we've laughed, and we've tumbled, and we've touched in certain ways that I can't describe on the air. It was good.
Ay.
Very nice. So how is Vegas? Different.
Vegas, beautiful. It's beautiful here. I love Vegas, but it's the first time this is starting to get a little cold, nip in the air, and it's kind of nice. And it's we just got back from a little boat ride here on Lake Sahara. Believe it or not.
Is that a joke too? Is there an actual Lake Sahara?
I'm not kidding. There's a place called Lake Sahara. I know. Don't say it.
So there's people starving all over the world with no water, but they built a lake in Las Vegas. This is America for you.
Everybody's nuts.
No, but I was going to ask is how is playing in Las Vegas where you do a show different from the shows you do elsewhere in America and all over the world?
You know, what I do is I just do what I do and hope other people like it. So I kind of do my brand of humor, my impressions, the musical that I sing. I sing all kinds of songs, everything from Led Zeppelin to Ethel Merman.
Ah, the Merm!
What I do.
Oh, please do some Merm. You have to do me some Merm, please.
Everything's coming up roses.
I'm ready to go.
Your vault. The testicles I have are now just shooting up through my neck.
I know, me too. My gavilta just fell off.
I have a very serious Las Vegas question for you.
Go ahead. Yeah,
this is. I need, in sort of a spiritual sense, to know this.
Okay, this is between you and I only.
Just between you and me and the four people listening in the radio now. And you're laughing at that.
Yes, that's funny. Yeah.
1,000-watt radio station. We should be so lucky. Okay. Serious. Okay. In Vegas, the showgirls.
Yes.
Are the boobs real?
No.
I knew it.
It's theirs because they purchased them, but they're their boobs. They're not original.
Oh, my.
Everything is second issue here.
So they got used boobs?
No, yes.
Is there a store where I can go and like, try on the merchandise at some point?
Yes, they have pre-owned rabbi boobs. I don't know if you know that new place.
No, I didn't.
It's right on Sahara. It's beautiful.
I got to go.
There's more silicone here than it used to be in California, believe me.
Remind me to Google that. I've got the rabbi boob store. I'll have to look for that next time I'm there. This is
absolutely
the reason to come to Vegas, let me tell you.
That's right. Every moil shouldn't be without one or two.
Now, let me ask you a bit more about your persona and the way you do the comedy that you do.
Why do that now? Why start now?
Why get serious? Why bother?
I can't get serious. Go ahead.
Well, are there, I've wondered about this, are there families of impressions that sound enough like each other so that if you do one, you basically can do another? Like if you can do Jay Leno, that means you can do Bugs Bunny. If you can do Jimmy Stewart, you can do Kay Hepburn, because the voice goes like this.
Exactly.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I mean, I truly believe that there's only four impressions or four types of voices, and from there you dial in the different things. Like, Jose Feliciano is the same as James Taylor, who is the same as the Bee Gees.
It's Jose Feliciano is the same as James Taylor? I would not let one of them drive.
James Taylor's all right, but he had a little problem with the stuff. You know, once he's off the sauce, he's fine. But it's the same type of voice. Now, Chico, don't be discouraged. It's almost, it's the same as when you're down in trouble and you need a helping hand. It's the same guy. Only one guy could see and the other guy drinks too much.
Hey, at least he's off the heroin. This is it's a step
That's a good thing.
So what's another grouping of people who a little change and they're totally different people, but they're still in the same category?
There's a whole bunch of those are my favorite ones out there. But the Jay Leno thing, Jay Leno's kind of funny because that's all, folks. Same guy,
right?
Same guy. You know, I'm trying to think of some other stuff like with Tom Jones. Hello there, Tom Jones. You know, and I sing. It's not only you who wants to be loved by anyone. If you do an Engelbert Humperdinck, it's the same voice.
Tom Jones Humperdinck.
Yeah, and Jerry Lewis again. Hello, hey, Salimi, hi. You know, anything that you're gonna.
Did you just say filet a hymen?
I could, but that would be on the menu.
Well, we have a kind of a fishy taste, if you know what I'm saying. But you know.
Hey, Rabbi.
So are there any impressions that you're dying to do, but they're not in your range, or they're too difficult, or you're okay, but you're still working on them?
No, Rabbi, I tell you what. I've worked really hard for a very long time to do what I can do, and my range is as good as it's going to get. Sometimes the high notes, the dogs kind of leave the room. And the low stuff I could do. So thankfully, I'm a Long Island boy, originally born and raised in Long Island, East Islip, New York.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and I'm originally from Long Island. That's why it's so cool that I'm playing Belly Laughs in Farmingdale.
Oh, this is what I wanted to mention. When are you playing Belly Laughs in Farmingdale?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because I was wondering when you were going to plug that gig. But it is coming up, kid. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, right after Thanksgiving. It is Belly Laughs in Farmingdale, New York. And it is on November 28th and 29th at 9 p.m.
Why so late?
I don't know.
You couldn't get a 7 o'clock where people have to sleep? I'm stuck at 11. That's my misery. But you?
Well, listen, 9 p.m. is 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock at my time in Vegas, so I'll be wide awake. Then again, what time is it in Germany?
Oh, I am not. It's time for the Jews to come out of the graves in Germany. That's what time it is, goddammit.
God. Oh, you're bringing the whole movement back 40 years. You're killing me.
60 years, but who's counting?
No, man. Exactly.
28th and the 29th, those are a weekend, people.
Yes,
so it's not like you have to get up for work. It's fine.
No, it's the day after Thanksgiving and the day after that. Friday and Saturday, 9 o'clock p.m., Belly Laughs in Farmingdale. Now, I don't normally play clubs. I don't play comedy clubs. I don't think I've ever played a comedy club, to tell you the truth. I do showrooms.
Right.
Usually a lot of more people, but I'm looking forward because it's up close and personal. I'm going to be sitting on. I'm doing lap dances, Rabbi.
Oh yeah,
I'm doing right in the front.
I got my lap, you're not.
Oh well, not if you sit in the front, you have to deal with the deal.
Well, why are you choosing to do a comedy club? Are you trying to stretch, as it were?
No. A friend of mine bought the place, and I said I would do it. And you know what? I get emails all the time. I get snail mail, emails, phone calls. People say, when are you coming back to Long Island? You lived here, you grew up here, you learned your craft, and you took it elsewhere. So I kind of feel bad, and I got guilted. You know about guilt, right?
More than you should ever know!
And there you have it. So I got guilted into coming back to Long Island, and they said, you want to play Belly Laughs? I said, yes. I say yes to everything. So I was happy to come back, and there I am. I'm coming back to Long Island, Long New York.
For two nights. But where is your home base? Do you live in Vegas?
I have a home here in Las Vegas. I have a home in Key Largo.
Good Lord, you're doing all right.
And also a place in the Hamptons that I don't go to that often. Once in a while, I go back for a couple of days. But that's it.
So have you thought of making donations to a particular synagogue at this point?
If you speak to my representation, we'll let you know. Anyway, but I do have all of my stuff is here in Las Vegas. So I'm here about 90% of the time.
Wow. I'm a Las Vegas boy, man. I'm Elvis. I'm a woo. Thank you very much.
What? Could you describe your Vegas show? I mean, it's going to be a smaller thing when you're in Farmingdale. But
yeah,
people can't necessarily fly to Vegas to see it. I know we can all see some clips of it on YouTube, but tell us about the Vegas program. And let me also ask the person who is calling in to talk, could you please call back later? But I'm not on the air, damn it! Idiot.
Well, maybe the person's calling in to talk to me.
I wonder. Shall we find this out? I'll probably knock you off the air looking and trying to figure that. All right, they're gone. Goodbye.
That's good. Goodbye. That's that. Well, as long as I don't owe the money. If it's somebody that says I owe money, it's not me. My Vegas show is a little bit bigger. I've got a 10-piece orchestra and 10 beautiful dancers. 10 dancers.
10 beautiful dancers with 20 fake boobs.
That's right. It's fabulous. That's like almost like, yeah, that's great. And it's a little bit more musical because I have a bigger band, but I'm doing music. I'm going to be doing comedy. I'm going to be doing impressions. I'm going to try to do about 180 different impressions during the belly laugh gig.
I don't even know 180 people. In my life, I've never met 180. You're doing 180 impressions.
You got to get out more.
So here's the obvious. There's the obvious question for you. Come on, be my trained puppy and give me some impressions. And let me see if I can guess who. Oh, I hope that's not a bra if I guess wrong. But then again, I know nothing about culture. Can you give me a few impressions and maybe I can see if I can. I know who these people are.
Okay, we'll do a speed round if I can. Oy. If I can focus this good.
We'll do some speed and then do the round here.
I haven't done that since Studio 54, 1977. Oh, hold on a second. Okay, ready? Can we talk?
That would be Joan Rivers.
Very good. Hey Mo.
This would be the Curly Stooge. I don't know what the hell. Curly Howard, something.
If you can ask your listeners what Curly's real name was, we'll give him a free ticket to the show.
Oh, that's so nice.
Curly, his on the show, what was his real name? The guy, and if you could tell me their real Jewish name, their Yiddish name, I'll give you two tickets. Not one.
Do you actually know the answer to that one?
Yes, I do. Of course.
Okay.
I'm a film historian. I love that stuff. Like, my house is a museum here. I have Red Skelton stuff in my living room. Please, don't even...
Wait, this is actually interesting to me. And it's very rare that something's interesting to me, so let's follow this. So you have actual... let us take this phone caller, who seems to be so intent upon calling us, maybe they'll know the answer to the question.
Go ahead.
All right, Dave's gone by. Rabbi Saul, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Rabbi Saul, you got to open up your front door right now.
Oh, my God, they must have locked it behind me. We're going to have my special guest co-host coming on the air. So tell you what, I'm going to do
Yeah. Be careful, because there could be a flaming bag of dog poop. You never know, they do that. And then you step on it, and then the whole night is ruined.
Actually, that's just my wife's cooking. My dear wife, Miriam Libby. She tells me she's making a cake. She tells me she's making a surprise. You might as well be a flaming bag of dog poop.
Let me smell it from here. Go ahead.
Why don't you tell the audience a little bit more about your about your show?
Okay.
Especially the one you're going to do in Farmingdale.
Yes, okay, here we go.
And I'll be right back.
Go ahead, I got it. Hi, everybody, this is Steven Tarantino from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm coming to beautiful Belly Laughs Comedy Club on the day after Thanksgiving, Friday and Saturday, rather, the 28th and 29th of November. It starts at 9 o'clock. Come on down. I think it's $20 a seat to come on down and see me doing every impression I could possibly think of. I'm going to be doing Jerry Lewis doing Led Zeppelin. It's going to be a wacky night. I have video stuff. I have props. I'm going to be doing stand-up. I'm going to be doing music. It's the most diverse comedy show that's ever been in a comedy club, bar none. Rabbi, are you back? I guess not. You know, folks, Rabbi has a big door very far away, and unfortunately he has to walk on his knees. Don't ask me why, it's a long story, but these are the things. Never before have I had to buy this much time on a radio
show. I hope you didn't say any four-legged words or anything awful.
Of course not, Rabbi. I'm a good Catholic boy that actually used to sing in Yiddish and Bar Mitzvah.
Yiddish? What the hell is Yiddish? That's what Jewish people speak.
Yes, the short Jewish people.
I know where that comes from. First of all, I want to welcome... How can we have another phone call? We never have phone calls on this program.
Well, that's unpopular. People,
let's take another call.
Your door. Jeez.
Dave's Gone By, Rabbi Saul, you're on the air. What would you like to say?
Hey, how's it going? I want to talk to Steve, and I have the answer to his question.
This
okay,
is wonderful.
Go ahead.
Where are you from, and what's your name, please?
I am from Ronkonkoma, Long Island. My name is Johnny.
Hello, Johnny. Thank you for listening to Dave's Gone By. And how did you hear about the show, first of all?
Well, I got an email saying that Steven was going to be on your show, and I follow Steven all over, and I'm so glad he's coming to Long Island.
It's a fan, Rabbi. It's
You're
a fan,
a
I tell
fan.
You.
Fan, this is fantastic. When my guest co-host for Dave's Gone By, Jeff, has come in, and he says it's not really fan, it's more like a stalker.
We call those stalkers.
Okay, well, let's hear the kid's answer. Okay,
Johnny,
what's
the
answer?
The answer is Jerome Horowitz.
Well, say it again. Jerome what?
Horowitz.
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. It's actually Jerome Hovitz. The Howard brothers were actually Hovitz, Hovitz. They were
is
the Hovitz brothers, and Jerome was Curly. So we're going to give you 2 tickets to the show.
Thank you, Steven.
My pleasure. Hey, do me
Good
a favor,
job.
Rabbi. Write his number down, and we'll have my secretary tomorrow morning call him back and get him 2 free tickets.
Well, can you do me a favor?
Yes. We'll just hold on the phone, and then when
we... Yeah, you'll have to hold it until commercial or perhaps until
later.
Well,
why don't you take yourself off, Mike, and I'll talk
to you. Why don't you just give me his name, or could you give me his name on the air, or did he get stalked or what? Was this
well, no, but he has to get the tickets and all that.
No,
so.
Just give me his name. I'll leave him at the door. What's your name, kid?
My name is Johnny.
Johnny what?
Johnny Rotten?
Sorry, what was that?
Capasso, Capasso.
And your social security number is?
I was just going to ask for that.
Okay, Johnny, which night do you want? You want Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
You've got a Saturday night, 9 o'clock show. There'll be 2 tickets waiting for you, and Mo Howard's daughter will be there looking for you.
Oh. Really?
She's really good looking.
Thank you.
But always remember to put the hand up on between your eyes on your nose so you don't get the 2 fingers in the eye.
Why you?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much for calling in.
Have a great night.
You too, Johnny. Keep
bye
listening.
Bye. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, no, I have a fan.
This is
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye-bye. All right, shut up. Go away.
Okay. You want to get
what are you going to be rude to my fans for? I got 3 fans, Rabbi.
You just got a ticket. 2 tickets. That was very nice of you, by the way. That was
I just lost $40. I'm dying over here.
No, you're killing. You're not dying. You're killing.
But you gained a stalker, so don't worry.
So do you have any questions, Jeff, for Steven Sorrentino, the impressionist, the Vegas entertainer? Because you're in Vegas.
Where do you play in Vegas? Where do you play in Vegas? I love Vegas.
What do you care about Vegas? I'm trying to get people to come to New York. You're asking me about Vegas.
Oh, I like Vegas,
about
though.
Vegas? Never mind Vegas.
So where are you playing here?
Oh, he said this already.
You must have just came in.
He did.
I was locked outside. What can I do?
So listeners, I tell you what. Why don't I send you a press release and... Those of you listeners, go get a piece of bread now while I tell this guy where we go.
Or matzo. Matzo works just fine.
Matzo's nice. Get yourself some nice soup or whatever you want. I'm going to be at Belly Laughs in Farmingdale, New York, which is Belly Laughs, 261 Airport Plaza Boulevard, Farmingdale, New York, 1173.
I know where that is.
You do?
It's right by my house.
Yeah.
It used to be a different name club.
Yeah.
What was it called? Was that?
It used to be a nightmare. No, it used to be Dave and Buster's.
Oh. So they didn't take over a comedy club. They took over like a
Dave and Buster's.
An eating kind of a place.
No, it was Dave and Buster's had games and all
well,
that, too. Yeah.
So
it's an entertainment complex.
Right. It's called Belly Laughs Club at Dave and Buster's. So I guess it's, yes, one part of the same place.
Excellent. Yeah. It's a beautiful place over there.
Is it? I should be proud to be
You're
there.
You're in a high rent district, by the way. Only
I'm
little airplanes going over your head, by the way.
Now, let me ask you a question. We're talking with Steven Sorrentino, the entertainer, the musical comedian. Let me ask, how do you deal, since you've been doing this for almost 2 decades, am I correct?
Yes, exactly.
How do you deal with hecklers?
I try to shoot them in the eye.
There you go.
That seems to work for me.
We have another
you
phone
are so
call.
Popular, we have another phone
no,
call.
No, we're not. You don't have more tickets to give away. This is just a phone call, right?
All right, let's talk to somebody in over here, and we'll find out if they're a heckler so I can shoot them in the eye. Go ahead.
All right. You're listening to Dave's Gone By. This is Rabbi Saul Solomon, and you are on the air. How may we help you? Hello?
I'm a fan of Steven Sorrentino's.
This is wonderful.
Another fan. This is 2 of the 3 fans in my life right here.
So how long
are you going to be in Farmingdale? Are you coming to Farmingdale?
I'm coming all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Wow.
Get involved. She is a stalker.
Are you driving or walking?
I'm driving 14 hours.
Wow. Dave, you can't go to Myrtle Beach. It's so much nicer in the winter.
Well, I wish.
That's not. No place like Long Island.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
So how did you find out about Steven Sorrentino?
Oh, yeah. I know him for many years.
Okay.
So what do you like? What's your favorite thing about
performer.
Him?
Great performer.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Great guy, great performer.
What's your favorite thing that he does?
His Elton John skit.
Oh, the Elton John. He does. He's really famous for the Elton John.
Yeah, I don't know if your listeners know this, but for 10 years, I was the number one Elton John impersonator worldwide. I actually toured 20-some-odd countries as Elton John, like in a tribute show.
And you actually went to California to get married, I heard.
Who, Elton?
No, you.
I think me? No, they actually, not really. No, they kind of like ended that anyway, but we're trying to get it in Las Vegas so I can get the rabbi and his friend down here.
Oh, that's very nice.
Wouldn't it be nice?
So, wait, so, Cola, do you have a question?
No, I just want to say how good of a performer he is.
And what's your name? Where are you calling from? Darling. Well, North Carolina. South Carolina. Something.
South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach.
My name is Jolene, and I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Jolene, I'm going to see you. Which night are you coming down to the show?
I'm coming Saturday.
All right. I'm going to shout out to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, when you're there.
Very nice.
Sure.
Jolene.
Sure.
Since everybody's joining the neighborhood tonight. Jolene, I'm going to thank you so much for calling in. I'm sure you will have a wonderful time
and
at Belly Laughs.
If you find the rabbi in the audience, maybe he'll buy you a drink.
This is true. A very watered-down cheap drink because I got no money, but, you know, it'll be a kosher drink. This I promise.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jolene. We'll see you then.
No problem. Take care.
Bless
you. Have a safe trip,
thanks
Jolene.
Thank you so much.
I'm famous already.
Isn't that great?
This is amazing. We should have every week. We actually get an audience. Has Elton John ever seen you perform?
He has seen the videos of me. I actually worked for Elton John when I was 18 years old in New York at Rocket Records.
Wait a minute. What did you do? What was he like?
I was personal assistant to his manager at the time, but I was a kid. I was still in high school.
He was a rocket man.
He was more than a rocket man. He was actually a really cool guy. At the time, it was the crazy 70s, so I learned how to do a lot of things, like kind of looking at how to produce shows, how to do lighting and stuff like that. But I also learned how to do good and bad things. But it was a great experience, and he was one of the nicest people in the world, honestly. Believe it or not, humble.
Wow.
With his $350 million at the time. So
at the time, you already had it.
By the way, did he teach you how to use a bedazzler?
No, the bedazzler I got on my own. I think Sally Jesse Raphael taught me that one.
But I've heard this rumor, and it's not a bad thing, but it's not a. I hear that he might possibly be a fagler. Is this true?
You and Jackie Mason use that terminology. And my buddy Marty Allen. Remember Marty Allen?
Oh, Marty, how is he doing? Get him on this program.
Marty is one of my best friends. He lives a couple of doors away. Marty and I just wrote a bunch of material for him. He's out on cruise ships.
Wow.
He's 86 years old, and he's still out there.
How old?
86? 86.
God bless him.
And still with the hair.
He's still got the Brillo hair.
I love it. Love it.
Please talk to him. I would love to have Marty Allen on this program.
Yeah, I can get Marty for you. When he's in town, he's working a lot, though.
Well, of course, he's the only one from his generation still alive.
Well, him and Pat Cooper and another neighbor of mine is Jerry Lewis, who is still out there, and he's actually going to be performing again soon here in Las Vegas.
Do you know Jerry Lewis?
I do know Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis is my favorite collection.
Love him.
By the way, you live in Vegas?
You don't like the Lewis.
Talk of the kind.
Okay. Well, I just want to, because honestly,
I know you're coming into the show halfway here. Yes, I live in Las Vegas most of the time. I would say 90%.
Okay. But no, because I actually visit Vegas about 90% of my time.
Really?
Yeah. I love Vegas.
Good. Let's keep talking about Vegas so we can sell tickets to the place in Long Island.
Don't worry. I'll stand out on Route 110 with a sign going, this is Airport Plaza. You know what?
Nobody will see the sign.
By the way, if they want to know exactly where the Dave and Buster's is, all you have to do is go up 110. It's a wonderful. It's on the east side of the street. There's a very big multiplex and a Staples. You're right near the Staples and Home Depot.
Oh, yeah. Find the Staples in Long Island. That's a good. Oh boy.
No, the Staples and Home Depot on 110.
That's a hell of a landmark.
Shut up, Rabbi.
Oh, there's a Dunkin' Donuts too.
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
Gas station.
No, there's a Chinese. there's a Chinese.
There's yellow lines painted down the middle of the street. This is a good thing.
This is a nightmare. Wait, you mean there's a Chinese restaurant in Long Island?
Yeah, imagine that. And you know, sometimes the Jews are there on Sundays.
And Christmas Eve. Like I said, the C word, Rabbi. It's the C word.
What?
Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, oi. Toy.
Well, we have to go somewhere Christmas Day also, you know.
Well, you guys always go to the Chinese restaurant. That's all my Jewish friends.
Sometimes we do Thai, just to mix things up a little bit.
Oh, don't get me started on Thailand.
Oh, please. Now, a couple of more questions, because we do have to move along, but not before I ask Stephen Sorrentino, how do you, as a performer and a business person, budget your time? How much is spent writing new material, performing, then marketing, self-promotion, and then doing all the financial stuff? How do you balance?
I think the best thing to do is, first off, you have to just get the gigs, get the work, and everything else fills and fits into place. You have a job. While you're on the job, you're repping during the day. You're working on your finances. You're working on your promo. You're selling tickets. You're doing radio shows. But as long as you have the jobs, God bless, that's the pinnacle of the importance.
It's always important to work.
Exactly. And I also develop real estate. I have a couple other companies. So I'm a busy guy. I produced 9 different shows.
You're doing real estate. No wonder you have to play in Long Island.
I want to know about his 9 shows that he produces.
Yeah, I produce those. You go to evenstevenproductions.com, even Steven with a P-H, Steven, that's called my name. And you can see the other shows I produce. I just had a show in San Diego. I got one tonight, actually, playing in at the Soaring Eagle Hotel Casino in Michigan.
The Sarajevo Hotel?
The Soaring Eagle.
Not Sarajevo. Soaring Eagle.
I was wondering about that. There's landmines in the lobby.
The rabbi hasn't met a Q-tip he likes to use yet.
What?
My God. Rabbi's smoking something back there. I'll tell you. Bring something in? I love it.
One more question for Stephen. And first of all, you've been a great sport. You've been delightful. I would love to hear you do a few more.
Most people hang up on the rabbi, by the way.
Oh, is that right? The rabbi.
Can you do Mandy Patinkin? Can you do a Mandy Patinkin impersonation?
No, not even Mandy could do Mandy these days.
I can. He hung up on the rabbi.
No. I'm trying to think of what he did in Evita, in the original version.
He walked around, he overacted, that's what he did.
He did overact, but I think he's a fabulous actor, I love him.
I know.
You can look at my website, stevensorrentino.com, I've been in a bunch of movies, sitcoms, I've done a lot of stuff.
What's the last movie you were in, Steven?
What's that?
What's the last movie you were in?
The last movie I was in, unfortunately, was in Hungary, which, from the paycheck, I was remained hungry. It was called Getno. But you can see it online, if you go onto my website, you can see all the films.
Is it a satisfying movie? Are you getting no satisfaction?
I get nothing.
That's terrible. That's
you get no pay.
So let me ask you one more question, Stephen Sorrentino.
The third one more question.
One more. Well, man, I keep this idiot here. It's interrupting me, damn it.
If you weren't
Jewish, I wouldn't. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. I love you. You're a beautiful man.
I'm going to commit rabbi side soon.
What the hell? Rabbi side. He has a can of Zyklon B that he's holding up against the window.
Rabbi, are you coming to the show?
I would be honored. I would love to see this.
What is the date again?
I want you to stand up, too, because my name is Danny Gann.
Oh, I have Danny Gann stories for you.
I bet you do. Don't we all?
Yeah.
No, but you tell your Danny Gann story. What story?
No, I don't have any Danny Gann. I'm one of his contemporaries. We are best of friends, and he's a wonderful man.
And what about Fred Travellina? Do you wish him dead?
Well,
no,
Fred
Travellina.
Because he's your main competition, not for anything bad he does.
No, Fred's not my competition. Bless
Who's your competition, then?
Oh, I don't know, but Fred's
We
not
don't
my
name them. We kill
Fred,
them.
Fred does a different type of show than I. He's a wonderful man. He had cancer. Be nice to him.
He's an impressionist, Travellina, right?
So is he.
He does impressions. Fred does great impressions. He's a wonderful man.
How about doing your homework before you walk into the studio sometimes?
Don't mock me out of the studio. That's all I could tell you.
Who else do you want to bash that had cancer?
God.
Let's talk bad about people.
John McCain.
Eye infection or something.
Well, let's talk about Betty Ford.
Oh, well, absolutely. How about...
We can show polish that one off. All right.
Oh,
how would some of your characters,
yes?
Stephen Sorrentino, react to the election of Barack Obama?
I think they'd all be really happy about it.
Well, can you do, not to put you on the spot, but I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay. How about Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, please.
This is wonderful. I'm having a wonderful time with it. It's nice because, you know, Obama's nice. Oh, Affleck.
That's it.
And of course, I think he'll also get a couple more commercials with Obama in office.
Well, bravo. One or two more. Give us a couple
more.
That's
it. That's all you get. Listen, come to the show. See the thing.
If you want impressions, you got to pay for it. You got to go to the Airport Plaza to the Dave and Buster's.
I got to tell you another piece of information right now.
What's
this,
that?
This is something that no one knows. You know the stork on the plastic pickle?
Yes,
you know,
Vlasic.
I have a Vlasic pickle. That's me. I'm the guy from the Vlasic pickle.
I really? Love you! Oh!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I
Every
love
time you buy a pickle, I get a half a penny. Buy more pickles.
You got a little crunch there.
Did
this.
That's right.
That's a wonderful. That can you do a little more of the Groucho? That's a beautiful Groucho.
Hi, Groucho Marx is one of my favorite characters. I'm a good friend with his nephew, who is a Harpo's son, Bill. Bill Marx is a fantastic piano player in Palm Springs, and he's fantastic.
Can you do what Gilbert does and do like old, really old and desiccated Groucho?
No, because
that. He's not Gilbert.
Desiccated? You mean defecated?
That too. No, that's me sometimes.
Well, Gilbert says it. I think you're talking about when Groucho was very old. He was. Groucho was wonderful. Let's not talk about
it. All right, we're not going to speak ill of the characters, not speak ill of the dead. Who can I talk about?
Well, we love Groucho
more. Who's the other guy, Jeff?
Yeah, that's me.
Jeff, would you do me a favor? Go on to Google. Find out who's dying of cancer. We can do impressions of them.
Okay.
Well, who's that actor? The one in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, he has a couple of days left. Go ahead, dash
him. There you go.
That's
very good. Well, if they cut half his leg off, it's like, I had the time of my life.
Nobody messes with baby.
This is evil. I'm sorry. I wish I were Catholic so I could confess, but unfortunately...
I'm going to have to go to Mass tomorrow. Nightmare. What's a mess?
What's a
mess? The M-word.
It's a mess.
That's right.
It's a mess. Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I didn't even know I had two fans that listened to your show. I'm so happy.
Me too.
I love you guys, and I love my fans out there, and everybody come see me. It'll be so nice to be back.
Remind everyone, it's this November 28th and 29th, Friday and
right.
Saturday night at Belly.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm going to be in Vegas.
Can you dial in and listen by phone?
How ironic is that?
That is ironic. You got to stay at my house?
Sure.
That's nice.
Very good. Don't let me
if your house is called the Imperial Palace.
Oh, you're staying at the Imperial? Boy, you're really springing for some dough. What is that, $1.99 a week?
I go wherever they give me free rooms, please. I'm also staying in Sam's Town.
Oh, my God.
That's a series of cardboard boxes in the road.
Sam's Town, I can park my RV.
Sam's Town is Shantytown.
Well,
holy mackerel.
Thank you for being with us in the shanty town, we call it Daverhood on Dave's Gone By. Everybody, go see Stephen Sorrentino and remind us, what is your website for all your information?
www.stephensorrentino.com.
And that's Sorrentino with two R's.
And it's Stephen with a
PH. With a PH.
A P.
Well, we're going to raise our PH level now with some commercials, but thank you again. Bless you, and good luck with your show on the 28th and the 29th. And Jeff wants to say one last thing.
No, I just want to say goodbye.
Okay,
and I
goodbye, Mazel Tov.
And we have to talk because I have so much to tell you.
Yeah,
and I will be at the airport, Plaza.
You'll be at the regular airport going to Vegas.
The comedy, I will be there in spirit. This is the
Belly Laughs.
Now
right?
This is Belly Laughs Comedy Club in Dave and Buster's at Airport Plaza in Farmingdale. That's on Route 110 on the 28th and 29th. At what time?
It's at 9 o'clock, and if you want tickets, the reservations at 631-742-4605. That's 631-742-4605.
Because then you're not giving them away. They're going fast.
That's right.
Well,
thank you, Stephen.
On both dates, guys. We'll see you soon.
Shalom to you.
Shalom.